In this lecture, we will be looking at the capital goods scheme. The capital goods scheme is basically looking at input tax recovery on certain capital assets. The assets concerned are land and buildings costing £250,000 or more, and computers costing £50,000 or more. These are the most common assets and can be found within Statutory Instrument 1995/2518, Regulation 113. Within this regulation, there are other assets which fall within the capital goods scheme, but what you can see on the screen are the most common. When looking at computers, please be aware that this is solely hardware, and that is per piece of hardware, so really it is just looking at significant mainframe computers. Another point I would like to draw to your attention is the definition of capital. The item must be treated as capital in the accounts of the capital goods scheme to apply. So for example, if your business was selling mainframe computers and you had computers in stock, you would not be subject to the capital goods scheme. It is really only assets which are disclosed as fixed assets in the company accounts. Now, the initial recovery of input tax follows the normal partial exemption rules. In the quarter of acquisition, an initial recovery is claimed. This is then adjusted at the end of the partial exemption year by way of the annual adjustment. This is the normal method for partial exemption input tax recovery. But it is not appropriate to leave it at that for these particular assets. These assets are assets which will last for a while, and customs quite rightly request that you monitor the asset's usage over a number of years. When we are talking about years for the capital goods scheme, we are talking VAT years, so the accounting date of the business is not relevant. So in summary, for these qualifying capital goods, the input tax recovery is effectively based on a longer period of account. The initial recovery is following the partial exemption method, but then the trader must monitor the usage after 1 year. So let's see how the trader monitors this recovery. The recovery period for land and buildings is 10 years, and for computers 5 years. These are commonly referred to as the adjustment period. If we are dealing with land and buildings on short leases, that is less than 10 years, then the adjustment period is taken to be 5. It is best to demonstrate the recovery adjustments by looking at a short example. Here we have CB Limited, which acquires a mainframe computer for £200,000, plus VAT. Now it is a computer, so we have got a 5-year life for the capital goods scheme. In year 1, we are told that the taxable usage is 50%. So in year 1, following the partial exemption calculation method, £17,500 will be recovered. Although £17,500 is recovered in year 1, customs are effectively saying that the recovery on this capital asset is £3,500 per year. 5 years of this would equate to £17,500, but customs kindly lets you have the £17,500 in year 1. Now, the recovery for year 1 is effectively banked. CB Limited keeps £3,500 because the taxable use was 50% in year 1. In year 2, the taxable use is again 50%, so the company keeps the £3,500 in respect of year 2. In year 3, the taxable use has fallen to 40%. As the company has not used the asset for the initial 50% recovery, the £3,500 in respect of year 3 is at risk. The total VAT per year is £7,000. That is the initial £35,000 on the purchase divided by 5. For each of the years in the adjustment period, the company has a provisional recovery of 50%, so £3,500. But in year 3, the taxable use is only 40%, which equates to £2,800, which is £7,000 times 40%. The company had an upfront payment which effectively gave them £3,500 for each year. But in year 3, they should not have had £3,500. They should have had £2,800. So there is the capital goods scheme adjustment of £700. The trader must pay customs £700. So let's have a closer look at the capital goods scheme adjustment. As we have seen, the initial recovery is based on the year 1 usage, which in our case was 50%. Over the next 4 years, the trader must adjust for actual usage. Now, the formula for calculating the capital goods scheme adjustment is as follows. Total VAT, that is the total VAT on the original purchase, over the number of years, and that is years in the adjustment period, so 5 or 10 depending on the asset, times the initial percentage, that is the year 1 recovery percentage, minus the actual percentage, for the year of the adjustment. Now that will give us the capital goods scheme adjustment. Applying this formula to our previous example, in year 3 we would have £35,000, that is the total input tax originally charged, divided by 5, because it is a computer, times 50%, the initial year 1 usage, minus 40%, that is the year 3 usage, and that will give us a capital goods scheme adjustment for year 3 of £700, which we must pay to customs. The adjustment is made in the second VAT return following the end of the VAT year. Now effectively, this is just an input tax adjustment in box 4 on the VAT return. So in this case, I would have to deduct £700 from my inputs for that particular quarter. So effectively, it is a payment to customs. We will now have a go at an example. PC Limited acquired a computer on the 10th of May 2007 for £300,000 plus VAT. The taxable use to date is as you see on the screen. I would like you to calculate the input tax recovery in the 3 years to date. Any VAT payment to be made to customs should be shown as a negative in your answer. In the year of acquisition, the recovery is based on the partial exemption method. The initial VAT paid was £52,500. Taxable usage is 45% in year 1, so the upfront recovery is £23,625. If the taxable usage of the computer continues to be 45% for the whole of the 5-year adjustment period, no further VAT adjustments will be required. However, this is not the case in this example. In the year to the 30th of April 2009, taxable use goes down to 40%. Applying the formula, we have £52,500 divided by 5, because it is a computer, multiplied by the initial recovery of 45% minus year 2 usage of 40%. Here we get a VAT adjustment of £525. As taxable use has gone down, this £525 will be payable to customs. This adjustment will be shown as a negative input in the VAT return in the quarter to the 31st of October 2009, which is the second return after the VAT year. In the year to April 2010, taxable use has increased to 58%. Applying the formula, we have £52,500 divided by 5, multiplied by 45%, minus 58%, which gives us an adjustment of £1,365. As the taxable use has gone up, this VAT can be reclaimed by the business from customs. This is shown on the return to the 31st of October 2010, but this time it will be additional input tax in order to secure the repayment from customs.